Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited. Our good friend Terry Murray is back on the show. Terry's a member of our Brain Trust. He's an author, a speaker, a professional coach. He studies the what's going on out there in the marketplace and reports it in his work, including in his book, The Transformational Entrepreneur, and he's with us right now. Terry Murray, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you back, Terry, as always. You know, Terry, creativity is one of the things that differentiate. Well, let me rephrase that. One of the ways to differentiate your business from all the others is through innovation. And innovation can't happen without creativity. And creativity can't happen without leadership. And these are desires that in a survey I know that you studied recently, these are the kinds of attributes that business leaders are looking for, isn't it?
It truly is. The 2010 Global IBM CEO Survey identified the single most important attribute that CEOs are looking for in leaders is creativity and the ability to cultivate creativity throughout the organization.
Every manager wants that. CEOs of big companies want it. CEOs of little companies want it. And employees, the folks who are looking for jobs and who are already working for us, they really, deep down inside, they want to give that. So why aren't we seeing more of it, Terry?
I think it's the type of leadership that is still prevalent in business today. When we look at the approach to leadership, it was really optimized for the industrial age. And we refer to it as transactional leadership. It's leadership that focuses on punishing and rewards. And It tends to be light on the carrot and heavy on the stick.
And all the responsibility and not much the authority.
Exactly. And it was an ideal approach if you were trying to mobilize, organize, and manage tens of thousands of hands on an assembly line. It was an approach to command and control that was very appropriate for the drivers of value creation in the industrial age.
But it's also a pretty good military model when you're trying to win a war, and you don't need a lot of creativity. You just need people to focus on the job at hand. But today's marketplace, the 20th century marketplace, the workplace. Could be defined a little bit like a military organization. The 21st century workplace is not like that at all, is it?
It really isn't. And it's especially when you look at the multicultural and the multi-generational aspects of business today. And almost saying multicultural, multi-generational is almost redundant, because especially when you look at Gen Y and Gen X, those young workers that have a high degree of creativity in the form of highly technical skills, they are looking for a different experience in their career than the baby boomers that are typically running the companies are looking for when they enter the workplace.
Right, absolutely. So what do we do about all this? And because right now, Terry, we've got the most diverse workplace from a cultural, racial, and generational standpoint. All three of those, in my decades-long career in the marketplace, I've never seen a time when the workplace was more diverse than it is right now. What do you think?
Oh, most definitely. And interestingly enough, that's exactly what you need for creativity to emerge.
Right.
You need, part of the creative process is diverse thinking or almost non-lateral thinking, where you're taking in perspectives from as many different sources that you can. And when you look at where companies are looking to grow in the future, they're looking towards emerging markets, global marketplaces, that have different cultural drivers than what we may be able to perceive from our background, being a 50-something, 60-something-year-old baby boomer.
And that's what James Surowiecki, what you just said is what James Surowiecki discovered and reported in his book, The Wisdom of Crowds.
And really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what he taught. What you just said is exactly what he determined in The Wisdom of Crowds, the value of diversity. So what you're saying, Terry, is that we've got the environment, we have the people, we have the right mix, but if we're not getting the kind of creativity we want, we need to look in the mirror, don't we, as leaders?
That's very true, because leadership right now just isn't working. McKinsey put out a study last summer that showed only 1 out of 100 leaders of C-level or one step down executives, only 1 out of 100 scored excellent in 5 out of 8.
And this is, these are big, these are primarily publicly traded companies.
Big company. This is from a survey of
1 out of 100 scored what?
Excellent in their leadership competence.
Wow.
90% scored below average. And I think when you look at the results from people like Gallup and the Chartered Management Institute just released another survey that shows 7 out of 10 employees show up with little or no sense of engagement with their employer. Without engagement, there's no creativity.
I have a theory on why those leaders scored so poorly. Because it's the source of their values.
I couldn't agree more.
The source of their values. If you're on Main Street, the source of your values are the relationships, because you can't make it 5 minutes without building relationships. In the larger companies, way too many times, and this is me turning a skunk loose in the Tea Party, but I'm gonna call them out. So many times, the source of the values of the people that you were just talking about comes from Wall Street, not from Main Street.
I couldn't agree more. And you're talking about a culture that couldn't be more transactionally based.
That's right, transactional and moving the needle. But worse than that, everybody has to move the needle. Worse than that, how do we move the needle in the next 90 days? And we don't care what we do to get there.
You know, there's an old saying on Wall Street that when they shake hands is, "I'll be gone and you'll be gone."
Yeah.
Well, after when the deal finally settled out and the dust settled.
Yeah.
The brokers on Wall Street will have made their commission.
We've got to get our values. We've got to get the marketplace values back to Main Street type values. And this is a real challenge. This is a real challenge for the big companies. I'm going to let you comment on that some more after these messages. Right back with Terry Murray, the author of The Transformational Entrepreneur. We're going to talk a little bit more about how to make sure that you have creativity inside your four walls.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.